Company, text the word paint to 411-923. The Arizona Painting Company. Gatos approved and Rosie certified.
If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Where it's our mission every Saturday morning to put a smile on your face, sparkle in your eyes, skip in your step, and a little bold seed of confidence for you to tackle anything around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You do that by giving us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Now look, there's an easy way to remember that number. It's 1-888-MY-NAME, Rosie. That's R-O-S-I-E, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Put you right in touch with operators standing by. It just happens to be this morning. Ordinarily, it's our daughter, Julia. This morning, Julia's home with barfing children.
That's the kind of word that,
it's a family show. What can I say?
You Mom, know, can you call screen for me?
A lot of people eating breakfast right now.
Well, they're not eating breakfast at Julia's house.
No.
So.
No, but you know. Barf is exactly what you want to think about while you're in the middle of your eggs and grits.
Yeah. Well, it's always been a family show. The kids have been helping me do the broadcast ever since day one, literally. How many listeners, Romy, still want to hear or have access to Rachel's bathroom and toilet reviews?
Oh, my goodness. And I'm looking at it. I don't know that this was the last one. I think it was, but... July 30th, 2005, when we did the tantalizing toilet technology and went through a number of different things, nanotechnology and no sticks, and then the self-cleaning toilet.
It was about then that you had to start running a 110 receptacle to the area behind the toilet. And I never knew what that was for until Rachel.
Yeah. That was a great segment. We'd play, but I mean, that whole thing together is like 9.5 minutes long. We put a lot of time into that one.
Well, it was when going to the bathroom became hands-free. Is that a good way to say
it? There you go.
It was hands-free. You never had to get your hands dirty or messy. Everything was taken care of below beltline for you.
That was the...
Wash and dry.
I guess that was the only thing that wasn't hands-free. You still had to do the belt.
You still had to do the belt. That's right. So it was Rachel's bathroom reviews were hugely popular for a long, long time. Romy, you joined us when you came back from living with the family in Louisiana. You graduated high school in 2000. You came back and started doing the broadcast with us about 2001.
Yeah, I was gone a year and I came back and I
didn't think you'd come back.
Well, I wasn't going to stay. I came to pack up and move.
Yeah. I didn't think you'd ever leave Louisiana once you got there. Well, I'm glad you did.
We are both very glad you did.
Amen.
Couldn't do it without you.
Well, and it was shortly after you got back that I read an article in the Arizona Fish and Game magazine about the dilemma crawfish were causing in the Arizona waterways, an invasive species. And I mentioned on air, why don't us Cajuns solve that problem?
And you had promoted people to leave you a message at the office if you're interested, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, everyone that worked for you at Legacy at the time, I always hated when you said that. Just leave a message at the office because... I mean, when you think about it, like 15 minutes, that's a lot of time for voicemails. But once yours got full, well, then they would just call back and then the next extension that they could find, the next extension. So everyone had all these different messages because your voicemail got full. So we went around to all the different inboxes at Legacy and recorded all the different people and put it together. I can't even remember now, but I mean, when you played it start to finish, it was over 50 minutes of people. Here's who I am. Here's where I want to go crawfish. Here's the lake. Because we didn't even know what lake we were going to go to at that time. People were asking us to go to Big Lake. People were asking us to come to their private pond here and there. Huge response, and it turned into a huge event.
It did turn into such a huge event. I think Tonto National Forest almost arrested us the second year. We had people parked out on Highway 87.
260.
Between Payson and Christopher Creek and just above Christopher Creek and on the way to Heber and Overgard. And there were traffic jams. And, I mean, the following year I had to call Bob Dyer at Valley Towing and we had to do valet parking and buses. We had to bring in 12 porta toilets. We had to bring in like three extra disposable trash bins. What did we have? And that was the year Janet Napolitano said, "Don't drive," because
the gas line was broken
down by Eloy someplace. They'd broken it, so the gas supply to Maricopa County was restricted. Governor Napolitano at the time says, "Don't travel unless you have to," but we'd already announced we were doing it. We had 2,000 people show up to Willow Springs Lake to learn how to catch crawfish, and they actually have that still on video documentation.
Arizona Game and Fish.
Go to YouTube.com and just type in Arizona Crawfish Festival.
You'll get the 2000.
You'll see a 10-minute version of 2003, and then you'll see the one they just posted a couple days ago about the 2013 that you held up at Bison Ranch.
They did a good job on both of those. It's a lot of fun, and really appreciate Game and Fish's support, which actually we kind of started to support them.
Yeah, it's hilarious. All right, so it's 25 years of having a lot of fun. That Crawfish Festival is one of the highlights of the whole broadcast experience. Listen, I've got something here I want y'all to listen to. We're reaching back into the archives and letting you listen to what the show used to sound like. Check this out.
Clarity has been pretty surprising. We're happy with the progress just here in our third week with the amount of participation, caller participation we've been getting. It's been great enough that the station has decided, like I mentioned last week, to go ahead and pull up an 800 number so nobody would have to make a toll call to get in.
That was back when you called between area codes in the state. It was a long-distance call.
Wow.
So he plugged an 800 number so we wouldn't have to do that.
What is he going on about?